From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today we near the conclusion of a series of studies on the doctrine of the person and work of the Holy Spirit. Messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called Fear Only God. The text is Hebrews 13 and verse 6. So that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Because God will never leave nor forsake us, we may well be content with such things as we have. Since the Lord is ours, we cannot be left without a friend, a treasure, and a dwelling place. This assurance may make us feel quite independent of men. Under such high patronage, we do not feel tempted to cringe before our fellow men and ask of them permission to call our lives our own. But what we say, we boldly say and defy contradiction. He who fears God has nothing else to fear. We should stand in such awe of the living Lord that all the threats that can be used by the proudest persecutor should have no more effect upon us than the whistling of the wind. Man in these days cannot do so much against us as he could when the apostle wrote the verse which is our text. Racks and stakes are out of fashion. Giant Pope cannot burn the pilgrims now. If the followers of false teachers try cruel mockery and scorn, we do not wonder at it. For the men of this world cannot love the heavenly seed. What then? We must bear the world's scorn. It breaks no bones. God helping us, let us be bold. And when the world rages, let it rage. But let us not fear it.
Glory here, through no wish thought.
In the midst of this increasingly secularized and materialistic society, multitudes of men, women, and young people seem to have forgotten that they have immortal souls, and that one day they must stand before a holy God and face the ultimate judgment. Despite every effort to banish the reality of death from the mind, the Word of God declares, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment." How can a person be ready for that awful day? Is there a way to face God without fear? The great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon answered this question in a powerful sermon entitled, "Preparing to Meet God." Let the Bible Speak now offers a booklet published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, which contains this vital message under the title, "Preparing to Meet God." In addition to the sermon text, the publication contains a brief biographical sketch of Spurgeon's life, as well as a schedule for reading the Bible through in a year, all contained in an attractive, conveniently sized booklet. To obtain your copy, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, you may simply write, "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of "Preparing to Meet God," and we'll be happy to provide it. Today on Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Alan Cairns is dealing with the final mention of the Holy Spirit in this, the last message in the series on the person and work of the Spirit. The text is found in Revelation 22, verse 17. "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." We've seen that the text contains the final mention of the focus of the Spirit's ministry, to testify of Christ's finished work of redemption. Also, Dr. Cairns has explained the text's final mention of the fellowship between the Spirit and the Bride of Christ, the Church. He placed particular emphasis upon the necessity of the Church speaking only what the Spirit speaks, that is, the Holy Scriptures. Today, Dr. Cairns comes to the final form of the Spirit's message. It is an invitation to sinners to come to Christ. Now Dr. Cairns continues this message, the final mention of the Holy Spirit.
Now, I certainly would hope that preachers would seek to be as well versed in Scripture as they can and preach as well as they can. But it's been my experience that the Holy Spirit can take the most stumbling words. The greatest demonstration of spiritual power that I personally ever felt in a meeting was on an occasion when I had planned to say nothing. When, in almost a whisper, I quoted a verse of Scripture, and suddenly, like that, God came down upon the meeting. And God touched a whole bunch of people so as to change their lives forever. And I believe changed the entire direction of our church in Northern Ireland as a result. Nothing that the preacher said, nothing whatsoever of human learning or human oratory or human ability, but suddenly the power of God comes down. God can use orators. God can use a Moses whose speech is stumbling. Give a church or a preacher the power of the Spirit of God. That's all that's necessary. He will take the truth. He will apply it. How we need to be in prayer for that mighty conjunction of the church and her witness with the Holy Spirit and His witness. So Acts 5:32 would show our need of the Spirit. But, you know, it also shows what our text is showing. The graciousness of the Holy Ghost in using men and women. Redeemed people. The Bride of Christ to be His witness. The Spirit and the Bride say come. Now let me tell you this. There's a great theological theme here that I really don't want to get into. I have dealt with much deep theology in our course through the Scriptures and the subject of the Holy Spirit. I'm only summarizing it all today. So I don't want to get into the deep theology of it. But let me say, from this text, I can set it down as a biblical truth that the bride, the church, speaks only, or should speak only, what the Spirit speaks. I want you to get that. Where does the Spirit speak? There's where the Spirit speaks. This is the Spirit-breathed Word. And the Church of Jesus Christ, the true Church of Christ, does not define new doctrine or doctrine that is not settled by the Word of God. I have no right suddenly to announce that Mary was born without sin. I have no right to say that. I have no right to say that Mary is now the Queen of Heaven. I have no right to say that she was assumed into heaven in a bodily form. Why? Because the Bible doesn't say it. And also because it would hit at the root of many other great and important Bible doctrines. But the point is this. The so-called magisterium of the church that Rome believes in and that some so-called Protestants believe in, that enables it to define with infallible accuracy some doctrinal position not held in the Word of God is absolutely foreign to Bible Christianity. The church's job is to say what the Spirit says after him and pray that he will back home what she says with his authority and power. That's the ministry of the Spirit and of the church. We say what he says after him. I can say what this Bible says with absolute confidence. If the Bible teaches it, it's true. Jesus says, search the Scriptures. So I can come and by the grace of the Spirit of God, I can search the Scriptures. And if the Bible says something, teaches something, then it is infallibly true. It's not true because I say it, because the church defines it, because a pope or priest or preacher says it. It's not true because some council has arrived at it. It's true because the Spirit says it. Our job is to speak only what the Spirit speaks. And of course that means that we are to be his mouthpiece to tell the world of Christ. It's interesting that the last mention of the church in Scripture is doing exactly what the Spirit does in his last mention in Scripture, and that is reaching out to the lost. The church of Jesus Christ and each member of it is to be a mouthpiece to carry the blessed message of God the Holy Spirit to a lost world. We are never meant to sit back carelessly at ease while the world would go down to hell and we think nothing of it. We're never meant to do that. The church is never meant to become simply a comfortable middle class social club. There's nothing wrong with people being middle class. I haven't come as a Marxist or revolutionary. Nothing wrong at all. Just so long as we remember that we are here as part of the only class that matters. It's the class of people who are called the redeemed. And we're here to reach out to the only other class that God recognizes on the face of the earth, and they are the unredeemed, the unsaved. We're here to speak the gospel to them. I trust that every Christian will take seriously the fact that God the Holy Spirit associates us in fellowship with him in his work of reaching the lost. The final thing I want to say is that we not only have the final focus of the Spirit's ministry, the final fellowship of his ministry, but we have the final form of his ministry. Now, I'll be honest that a preacher setting up the message would have had to bring this in a lot earlier, but I wanted to leave it to the end deliberately. For as we leave God's house today, I want this to ring in every heart. If you're in this meeting this morning and you're not a born-again, blood-washed, justified believer in Jesus Christ, if you cannot say, it is well with my soul, and there is the reason given you in Scripture, and I want you to listen carefully. The final form that the ministry of the Holy Ghost takes is an invitation to sinners. Right back in the book of Genesis, the very first form of the ministry of the Holy Spirit was the form of creation, where by omnipotent power he brings creation out of nothing. He brings form out of chaos. That's the first form of the Spirit's ministry. And we have traced all the various ways that Scripture shows us the Spirit working. But now here is the very last thing that the Bible tells us. And the Holy Spirit himself, in inspiring John to write this, would want this, therefore, inscribed upon our hearts. The last thing the Holy Spirit does in the Bible is to invite sinners to Christ. What a truth that is. It's
tells me, you know, that right throughout the course of time, the Holy Ghost will continue to be active in the world, calling the lost to Christ and converting them to the Savior. Right back in the days of Noah, what was the Holy Ghost doing? He was striving with men. Genesis 6 and 3. Convicting them of sin. Pointing them God's way of salvation. Warning them of judgment and wrath to come. Giving the invitation, come, here is God's ark, come, flee, while there's time. That was the Holy Spirit's work way back at the dawn of human history. And it's still the Holy Spirit's work today. You know, the Holy Ghost really has only one message for a sinner. I have talked to many people over the years that I've been in the ministry, in many different places, under many different circumstances. I have found people who are willing to talk about prophecy. They're willing to discuss modern politics in the light of the Bible. They're willing to discuss many controversial things in Scripture. But I have found that many, many souls just don't want to hear what the main message of the Bible is. That is, you personally come to Christ. Come to Christ. You can be a Protestant, be it Presbyterian, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, whatever, and be lost in hell. You can be a Roman Catholic, baptized, confirmed, paying attention to all the sacraments of the church, be lost in hell. But you cannot possibly come to Christ and receive Him by faith and ever be lost. It's impossible. Jesus says, come unto me, I will give you rest. Jesus says, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. John 6 has this at the very heart of its message, that coming to Christ by faith is to enter into life. So therefore, at the end of the Bible, as it were, the Holy Spirit would gaze out across a world that's headed for destruction. This last book of the Bible is a book that speaks of fire and earthquake, of torment, of turmoil, of trouble. It speaks of trouble on earth. It speaks of trouble in death. It speaks of trouble in eternity. It speaks of the bottomless pit. It speaks of the lake of fire. It speaks of a great host of people in the very previous chapter, 21 and verse 8, who are sent out into hell. So the Holy Spirit, as it were, would take an eagle's eye glance right across the whole of creation. And he would see men thundering like a herd of mad beasts to a lost eternity. And in their way he would hold up Christ crucified and risen again. And he would say, come, come to Christ. If yours is a thirsty soul, you've tried the broken cisterns of the world, its pleasures and its religions, and yours is still a thirsty soul, he says, come to Christ. If your sin rides upon your conscience and it's weighing you down, he says, come to Christ. If your guilt is something that constantly troubles you, or would make you afraid to meet your God, then the Holy Spirit cries, come to Christ. If death would spell for you the end of all your dreams, the end of all your hopes of death, if death for you would be only but the first step into a vast black unknown,
The Holy Spirit says, stop and come to Christ.
Sinner, come to Christ.
Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, founded by Dr. Alan Cairns. Let the Bible Speak is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, produced in Northern Ireland. The Free Presbyterian Church stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers on the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. For further information about the Free Presbyterian Church, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us at 864-244-2408, or you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America at www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelsch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.